And Daphim and Bezim at Aleph, I'd like to learn over again the sugya we had learned 2 days ago. Zokta Mishnet, Nan Hosam, Onasta, the middle of the Gemot, Nan Hosam, Onasta upitisa as biti, Vu oime loy onasti veloy pitisi, Mishbiacha ni va oma omein va acha kach hoide. Chayev, Rab Shimon Poiter, Shem Mishalem Knas al pi atzmoy, Omru loy, Sha'afa af al pi shein Mishalem Knas al pi atzmoy, Avo Mishalem Boishes upgam al pi atzmoy. So we have here a Mishnah in Shavuos that when a person is Teveya, from a person is Teveya from a Ma'anis, he's Teveya, itainis onasta pitisa is biti. So here we are, Machlikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachomim, what is he Teveya and Hilchis Mominis? Rab Shimon holds his Teveya Knas, because the Gemara will say in Daf Mem Gimel, because Knas is a Dovo Kitz. So that's what he's Teveya. And Memele, so if he was Kaifer, the Knas, so Rab Shimon holds there's no Chiev of Shavuos HaPikodon. Because the Chiev of Shavuos HaPikodon, if he was, the Tvi is, why were you Kaifer? You should have been Maide. But here, if he'd been Maide, he also would be Potter to pay. Because Maide beKnas is Potter. So therefore, there's no Chiev Korban Shavuim on his Kfire. That is Pshat Rab Shimon Poiter, She'enoi Mishalim Knas al Piyatzmoy. A person would not be Mechuyiv to pay Knas if he'd be Moide, so therefore he's not Mechuyiv a Kolb Mishvu if he was Kaifa. And Omru Loi, and they told him, Afal Pishenim Mishalim Knas al Piyatzmoy, Avul Mishalim Boishes Upgam al Piyatzmoy. That means that the Tviya is not the way you say on Knas. The Tvi is on Boishes Upagam, even though it's not a Dovo Kitz, but a person is Teveya Dovo, she imoide mechayev, and he's not Teveya Knas, which is imoide mifta. So this is a Mishneh in Shavuos. We have a Machlikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachomim, if there's a Chiyev Kolben Shavuos, and a Kfira of Onasto Upitiso Esbiti. Boy minei Abaye me Rabbe. Now Abaye asked a shaila of Rabbe. Ha'im elechaveroi onasta upitisa esbiti v'maditicha bedin v'neschayafta limom. What will be the din if a person was teveya a ma'anis after hamod bedin? V'ha'im eloi onasti v'loi pitisi v'loi maditani bedin. So he's Kaifer. It was, the Teveya says it was after Mod Bedin, and the Ma'ana says there never was, the whole thing never occurred. And then later he swore on that, that there never, and there was Ma'anis, never was a Mod Bedin. And then later he was Maide, everything is true, I was Ma'anis, there was a Din Teire, And he's made in everything. Le Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, who said in the previous Mishnah that if he mons knas, he's potter to pay, because in Odom Mishalim knas al piyatzmoy, so since his heido wouldn't be mechayev him, so for a, there's no chiyev al kfiros, right? That's before Modibedin. But here the shaila was kiven the omad bedin mamoina havoi umechayev alei kol mishvui. But now it's momen already bezin paskin his chayev te pecha mishim kesev. So it's momen umechayev alei kol mishvui. Oidil me'af al gav the omad bedin, even though it was omad bedin, knas havi, it is knas, and he's potter from a kol mishvui. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Boy minei abaye me rabbe bar nachmeini de rabbe have. Now, what is Rashi coming to tell us over here? Rashi was the great Mekatze, the rabbi was Rabbi Manachmeini, the Have Rabbi. So the Maralbach says as follows. He gives a Agdome, which this Agdome will enlighten us in the whole sugya. He said as follows. There are three members of Rab Shimon, and all three together are problematic. Now, let us mention the three members, and then we'll mention the problems that we'll have from these three members. And then we'll understand what happened in this sugya. Let us go. We've already learned this Gemara. There's a baraisa that says, Ha'omer l'chaveire pitis, anasta pitis es biti, and the Gemara says it's speaking about after Hamad Bedin, Ha'omer loy enasti v'loy pitisi, and the baraisa brings a posik that there's no chiyuv kol ben shvuim, because in the dumya de pekodin, ma elum yechodim shein momen av kol shein momen yotzu elu shein knas. So we have a barais at the end of the Amud that it says that speaking about after hamod bedin, as we'll see as the sugya progresses, and the barais says that you're potter from a kolbim shvuim because it's not dumya de pekodin. That's what the barais says. And that is really what Abaye is asking over here. But let's forget about that. So the Baraisa says, you're potter because of a posik. Now let us clear a shaila. Is the din after hamoda bedin moide mifter or moide mechayev? If he'd be moide, would he be believed or wouldn't be believed? So now, if it would be moide mifter, so the Baraisa would not have to bring a posik, it's not dumya de pekodin. Just like we have over here in the Mishnah, if he months and before Amod Bedin, so Rab Shimon says, Yepotet is no chiv kol mishvur, then Odom Mishalim knas al piyatzmoy. So that means, since if he would be moide, he's potter, there's no chiv for the kvira. And if I'd be moide, you'd have something. I'm also not Neman. It's Moide B'Knas. So if I'm Kaifer, there's no Chiv. Now, if this Baraisa has to have a limud to tell us after Hamode Bedin that you're Potter from a Kolben Shvue, so one thing we see clearly from this Baraisa, that it's Moide Mechayim. So from the Baraisa we see that Moide Mechayev after Hamad Bedin, and there's a special posik that you put from a kol. That's what we see from this Baraisa. You put from a kol. Now, let us go backwards. If we say, knowing this Baraisa, so we have two yediyas. Number one, moide mechayev. Number two, but you're potter from a kolben because of exeris hakosav. That is this parais over here. Now let us go back to the Mishnah we have just learned. The Mishnah says, if he mons him before hamode bedin, he's potter because moide mifter. In other mishalim knas al piyatzmai. That's what the Mishnah says. So now let's learn Elach the Mishnah. So it would seem, but if he mon him after Hamod Bedin, he'd be Chayev HaKolben. So now this Mishnah is a stira with this Baraisa. The Baraisa, it says, Moide Mechayev, but you're Potter from HaKolben. If I say Moide Mechayev, So then the Mishnah seems to say the whole reason you're potter from a korban is because Moedim Mifta. But if it be Yifta Moedim Bedin, it's Moedim Achayim, it'd be Chayim Akom. So this is a problem, this Mishnah and the Baraisa. Now let us go to our Mishnah. We have a Mishnah over here that says, Lehi speak ab Shimon Oima im Lehi speak a ligvois ad shemeis ha'ov. That means the father, there was Hamadah Bedin. There was Hamadah Bedin, and the father did not have time to be goyve, and the father died. Harei hein shel atzmo. So the knas belongs to the daughter. Now, let us think 2 minutes. After Hamadah Bedin, if it would be Mamoin Lahairishai Lebonov, so then the daughter shouldn't get it. So it would seem that it's Knas, and that's why her brothers don't get it, she gets it. From the Mishnah it would seem it's not Mamoin Lahairishai Lebonov, it's Knas. Now if it's Knas, so that is why the father is not Moirishit to his sons, and that's why she gets the Knas. Now, that's l'chayre what we see from the Mishnah, that it is knas. Now let us clear another shayla. If it is knas, is it moide mifta or moide mechayev? That means could be in hilchis mominis. We're talking about after hamod bedin. Beznam paskin, you have to pay the father, but it doesn't belong yet. It's a mominis that doesn't belong to the father. What if he'll be moide? He'll say that there was a mother, but then will we believe him, yes or no? So, Emerson, this is debatable. You could say whatever you want. You could say, since it's knas, so it has all the knas and moide mifta. You could say no. You could say moide mechayev. You could say moide mechayev. So this from this Mishnah, we see that it is a knas, moide mifta, moide mechayev is unclear. This one could say both. Now, if we'll say moide mifta, then the beraisa is shver. The beraisa brought a posik that you're potter from a kolb mishvur. If moide mifta, you don't need a posik. If we say moide mechayev, then the mishnah is shver. So, we have over here 3 members of Rab Shimon, and somehow all 3 don't stem. Now, Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi. Rashi says, "Boy, me Abaye me Rabbi, the Rabbi have." Now, Abaye knew all these. He knew the Baraisa. He's asking an innocent child, which is a Baraisa that speaks about it, but he knew this other Marah Mekaymus on this Shaila. That's why when he asked Rabbi the Shaila, he asked as a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi, Rabbi, tell me according to Rabbi Shimon what the din. I'm all for tumult. I don't know what the din is. He asked a Shaila, are you chayiv kol mishvur, are you potter for kol mishvur? But one thing he assumed, one thing he could assume a common denominator. That means you could say from all 3 members, moide mechayiv. Could be the Mishnah holds Moide Mechayev. Could be the Mishnah Nalas Nispatza holds Moide Mechayev. Could the Baraisa Zich holds Moide Mechayev. And could be the Mishnah Shmus also holds Moide Mechayev. There's no stira to Moide Mechayev. There'll be problems then. If everyone holds Moide Mechayev, there'll be problems. So the Mishnah seems to say if Moide Mechayev is Chayev Kol Mishvur. That's a problem. But in the Etzem Halacha of Moide Mechayev, I could say all these 3 members hold Moide Mechayev. So he assumed that. He assumed Moide Mechayev. Moide Mechayev, that's for sure. Whatever, after Moide Din, it's Moide Mechayev. Now, he clear a shayla, is it Momoin in your Mechayev a Kolben Shvue? Or is it Knas and your Potter from a Kolben Shvue? Now, he knew that is a Ptur of Knas after Moide Bedim, because the Baraisa says it's Knas. The Baraisa says it's Knas. The Mishnah seems to hold its moment. It's Moide Mechayev. Moide Mechayev for sure. Is it Knas? Is it moment? So this was a bias shaila to Rabbi, and that's a Talmud to Rav. Now, there's another thing the Maral Bach says, a Rav to Talmud. A Rav to Talmud does not all the time tell him a teretz on a silver platter. He can tell him things l'chidudei. Rabbi l'chidudei dabai omalai. Because we're going, as we learn the sugya, we're going to see, Rabbi first told him one thing, then he told him, oh, I'm wrong, something else. So Rav Maral Bach says, Sevoltzach gepas, that Rabbi will be the Talmud of Abai, and not Abai the Talmud of Rabbi. He says, but Rabbi was l'chidudei dabai. Rabbi was on the ball. He knew what was flying over here. He knew all the Marim Mekoymes. But when he, and in the Maisa, he told them what he held eventually in the sugya, but sometimes he went a little overboard to see if Abai is holding cheshbon. That is the aleph base of the sugya. And that's why Rashi had to say, before we start the sugya, the rabbi have it. That's what Rashi is telling us. He asked him, that means, we'll learn later the sugya, Toisvus Muchetzich. Abai is the kasha and Rabbi, and how did, and Abai, according to Abai, it's good? So the Mabach says, Abai, nothing was good according to Abai. Abai didn't know. He's asking the Rebbe, you tell me one thing, I'll tell you my problems. Not that according to Abai is good. Abai didn't know he had problems. These three members somehow don't stim. So Memele, so all his problems, whatever Rabbi said, he was going to slug him up because there's hoichoches. That's how the sugi will progress. So that is what Rashi is telling us over here. The Rabbi have it. So now, what are these two tzadim? He had a tzad kiven the omad bedin kvar. Since there was a mod bedin, we have a moidele kamon have a mishalom. It's moidele mechay. Shekvar chayvu bezn rishna piyede is hashda mo moine kafre, so it's a kfiris moment, moide mechayev, vechayev, oi dilma afal gav da omet bedin, vi moide have mechayev, that means Abaye was consistent in this nekude, because all three members could hold moide mechayev, velochi loy mechayev bekvirose kolben shvua, hoyel ve ikroi knas, since it's a knas, that means he knew the Baraisa. This is the drosh of the Baraisa. And the Baraisa says it's Knas, so Memele, so could be on Knas. There's no Chiyuv Kolben Shvua. He's asking, Rebbe, tell me, you should educate me, tell me what the din is. Omalai. So Rabbi told him, no, the Talmud asked the Rebbe, Mamoina have, you had two tzodim. I'm telling you, the first had is right. It's Mamoina, Machayva like Kolben Shvua. It's Momin. It's Momin, that means it's Momin Larisha Lebonov. It's Momin after Modeb, then it's Momin. Machayva like Kolben Shvua. Eisvei. Now, the Maral Bach says, there's a difference between Meisvei and Eisvei. Eisvei means that the one who asked them, asks on him. That's a private question. This, whenever it says Eisvei, Abai was asking on Rabbi. That means we have here a conversation between Abai and Rabbi. Eisvei means I asked, that Abai asked. Meisvei means the Bnei Yeshiva asked. So whenever it says Eisvei in the sugya, this was, in this conversation, Abai was asking Akasha. Fine. Rabbi, you told me that it's Momin, in your Mechayev HaKol M'Shvur. So I'll ask you from the Baraisa. Rab Shimon Oimer, Yochel Oimer L'Chavei Roim, Onasto pitiso es biti, voi me loi enasti ve loi pitisi, heimi sholches avdi, voi me loi heimis, o sho ome loi avdoi, hi palta shini visimisa es eini, voi me loi hi palti ve loi simisi, ve nishba ve hoide, yochel yehei chayiv, tamo loi me ve kichish ba mise, be bekodne, be sumishode, be gozoi oshika sa mise, moza veide ve kichish ba, ve nishba al sheke, Meilu miyuchodim shein momin, av kol shein momin, yotzu eilu shehen knas. So it's knas, and you're potter from a kol mishur. Rebbe, you told me it's momin, and you're mechayev a kol mishur. The Baraisa says, I ask you according to Rab Shimon, what's the din? You told me that it's momin, it's mechayev a kol mishur. I know Baraisa, you done it, that it's knas, and you're potter from a kol mishur. My love, B'sha'amad b'din. It's speaking about after hamad b'din. And it says it's knas, and you are potter from a kov and shvua, and you told me after hamad b'din it's mom and I'm a chayv a kov and shvua. So the Rebbe, who wanted to be mechadid the Talmud, said, loy, b'sha'loy amad b'din. No problem. This baraisa is speaking about before Hamad Bedin, it's Knas, and so my mail, listen, I told you after Hamad Bedin, it's Moment, Imechayva Kob. I told you, yes, because of this baraisa is speaking about before Hamad Bedin, it's Knas. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, Rebbe, if it's Knas, so, and it's before Hamad Bedin, so it's Moide Mifta, why do you need a Pasuk? Okay. That's what he could have asked on the Rebbe, but he asked him a different kasha. He asked him, Rebbe, bo midereishe b'sha'omad b'din. So this kasha is not so gefelach. Tosfos asked this kasha. Tosfos, maybe it's an asmachta. You can ask, the Rebbe says it's before Amod b'din. But he told, so you tell the posik it's asmachta. He won't get too far with that. But bo midereishe b'sha'omad b'din, but the reishe is speaking about Amod b'din. Sefer nami b'sha'omad b'din. Diktoni reisha, ein li yala dvorim, she mishalman alein es hakerem, tashlumei keifel, tashlumei abo v'chamish, v'aynes v'amafata moitzi shemra minayim. How do we know when he mons him knas, talmud loime o mo'alo mal riba? Heichi domi, ida lo yomad bedin kfeile miike, is there keifel? So either pshat is, the second pshat in Rashi is, if it's speaking about Omad Bedin, so if it's not speaking about Omad Bedin, so it's Maida Miftel, so how could it be a Chiyuv Kol Meshvua? Kfeila Be'ik, is there a Chiyuv Kol Meshvua by Kfeila? Ela pshite, b'sha'omad Bedin. So Tzich is speaking about B'sha'omad B'din. Rashi in the first pshat says that if it's speaking about Lo'omad B'din, there's no Edim yet, nothing happens. So how does he know that he's a Ganef? A Ganef is Behester. So how does he know that he stole from him? He sees the stolen Chveitzim by him. Maybe he bought it from the Ganef. So Kochoch, if he accuses him of a Ganef, and a Ganef was... And the Ganef is everything, is Boba Machteris, he doesn't know that he's the Ganef. So, Kochus, we're gonna have to Omad Bedin. So, if it's speaking about Omad Bedin, Kveila Meika, why is he moaning Kveil from him? Elo Pshita Bisha Omad Bedin. So, Meila Rebbe, it's speaking about Omad Bedin, in the Bereis is not the way you said. You said that it's Momen in Mechaev Kolb Meshvua, the Bereis says it's Knas in Yapota from Kolb Meshvua. So the Rebbe told him, listen, Yachilne Lishnu Yiloch, your Hechech is also not a Hechech. Reisha Bisha Omad Bedin, Beseifa Bisha Loy Omad Bedin, Vikula Rab Shimonhi. I mean, it could be, it's not a Hechech Gomor to prove against me from this Bereis. It could be the same as talking about Loy Omad Bedin, and that's why it's a Knas, and you don't need it, and the Vekichish is an Asmachta. It could be. But I won't tell you a doichik. The mekain amrit li, I listen to Reisha Rab Shimon, I listen to Sefer Divir Rab Shimon. If the whole thing is going according to Rab Shimon, so why did the Sefer start Rab Shimon? So the whole thing is Rab Shimon, so the Reisha start Rab Shimon, then one will be talking about after Amod Bedin, one before Amod Bedin, or the Sefer, or the Sefer Rab Shimon. Ela kula b'sha Amod Bedin. Yeah, it's speaking about Omad Bedin. V'reisha Rabbonom, v'seifer Rab Shimon, u'meidina loch linyin kol ben shvue, tarachpone potrimi v'kichesh. Right? You're right, Take, that I told you before, it's mamoine, and yechayev a kol ben shvue. So, between you and me, that I told you, kayev a kol ben shvue, I wanted a lechidude, to see if you're gonna chap. So you chap, first want to see if you'll chap, akshtog you off, there's no raif on the Bereis. Also, but Baruch Hashem, you prove that the Bereis is speaking about, with Hamod Bedin, and you're right. So memele, chazrani bi, it's mamin. You had a shaila if it's mamin or knas. It's mamin. It's mamin, but there's a gzeres akosuv that you're potter from a kol mishu. It's mamin, chayiv moide, it's mamin l'rishay lebonov. And it's chayiv moed, and there's a gzeres akosuv v'kichayish that you're part of a makol mishur. Yeah. V'chi kamina momen hava l'rishay lebon. It's momen l'rishay lebon. Fine. So memele, it's momen, but you take a part of a makol mishur. Eisvei. Again, Abaye asked, Rebbe, you're telling me it's Momin L'Rishay Labonov. That's what you're telling me. It's Momin L'Rishay Labonov. Rab Shimon Omer, Im Lehi Spiko Ligvois Ad Shemesa Ov. It says in our Mishnah, Momin L'Rishay Labonov, it says, Im Spiko Ligvois Ad Shemesa Ov, Areyen Shel Atzmo. Vi Amrit Momin Have L'Rishay Labonov, La'atzmo Amai, the Achen boy mehevi. It should belong to the Achen. Rabbi is saying fakert from a Mishnah. Now let us see one Rashi over here. Rashi says, Leirishe lebonov, mishomad bedin, umeis achlei hispik ligvois, harei hu shel hacheho, veloi shelo. It's mama leirishe lebonov, and memele, it is the brothers and not hers. And that Abaye said, Rebbe, it's Bomel Arisha Labonov, and it's the brothers, not hers. Rebbe, this is a Mishnah Fakir, this is the Mishnah. Now, Tosfos asks here Akasha, Rabbe didn't know the Mishnah. Okay, Tosfos doesn't learn this, this whole spiel of Chalovi, but, the Mishnah says Chalov. So Tosfos says a Yesod, which the Marabach says, which is a Yesod. The Mishnah in Momin L'Rishay Labonov is no stira. Why? Let's explain. Let's forget about the case of the Mishnah. Let's talk about a different case. The case is as follows. A person was Ma'anis a Naira. Fine. The Naira died. That, well, that she died, or those Habod Bedin, the Naira died. Now, so, fine, the Naira died, and it's Habod Bedin. Now the father died. The Naira died, the father died. Now, Aklara Shaila, so the Ma'anis comes, what do I do now? What do I do now? So now, this is a very interesting Shaila. It depends, is it a knas or is it mamon? That means if it's mamon l'rishay lebonov, so we'll tell this man this, pay the children of the sons of the up. If it's knas l'rishay lebonov, if it's knas, so it's another meirish knas lebonov. That, so this shaila is a shaila. And you could say it two ways. But, let's talk about the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is talking about, there's a daughter. There's a daughter over here. So now, a daughter has, if there's a father, the father gets it. Now, the father died, and now the shailas, does it go over Biyarusha to the children, the knas, or does the daughter step in and take it? Now, I'd like to say a very pertinent halacha, which they don't mention, but this is a moiridike halacha. We had in the Mishnah as follows. What is the din if a person was ma'anis anayro, and they came to Bezin, they didn't come to Bezin. The Mishnah is speaking about they didn't come to Bezin, according to the Tanakhama. They didn't come to Bezin. Person is ma'anis anayro, he's mechuyev boishes upgam to the father, and the knas, we need hamod bedin. Fine. There wasn't but the boishes of gam is mamon. Boishes of gam, he owes now to the father. We'll ask a shaila, is boishes of gam mamon l'rishay lebonov? Definitely. Boishes of gam is mamon. Now, the father died, So the din is, you give the boishes, upgam, and knas, to the daughter, harei hein, shalanayro. So Tosfos says, Akasha, why is the boishes upgam belong to the daughter? I mean, it's mama larisha labona, that, the boishes upgam. It's a posik. Whoever you give the knas to, you give the boishes upgam also to. So we see that even though there could be, it's mamen loirishe lebonov, but before we make the process of Yerusha, there's another factor. If there's a daughter that's eligible, so that comes before Yerusha. We see this claw in the Mishnah by, before Moda Bedin, that she steps in. Some emailer is like this. The Mishnah that says that the Bas gets it, And is no raya that it's not mamein l'rishay l'bonav. Could be after mother, but then it's mamein l'rishay l'bonav. But the Mishnah is talking about a bas. If a bas, or the bas jumps in and she gets it before the Yerusha. So now, if Rabbi said it's mamein l'rishay l'bonav, if Rabbi would have said this alone, it's mama in l'irish, it's, there's no called mishwa, but it's mama in l'irish lebonov, and it's maida machayev, we would ask a kasha from the Mishnah. So between you and me, I'll tell you, listen, the Mishnah is talking about a bas. So steer it to Rabbi, the Mishnah is speaking about when there's a bas. When there's a bas, so even though it's mommy l'irish lebono, but if there's a bas here, so we're clearing, does it go over to the achim, or does the bas take over now, since the father's not here? So the Mishnah says the bas takes over. The Mishnah is no stira to Rabbi. It's no stira to Rabbi. The Mishnah speaks about there's a bas. Now, Rashi is said when Rabbi told over to Abaye, so Rashi said, "Leirishay lebonov misha'omad bedin umeis achloi hispik ligvois hareyu shelacheho veloy shelo." So Rashi says that Rabbi told Abaye, "It's mamoin leirishay lebonov when there's a daughter veloy shelo." Rabbi told him, "It's mamoin leirishay lebonov when there's a daughter." Again, lechidudi leAbaye. Let's see if Abaye is on his toes. He told, but he's telling him like this, it's mamein, you're right, it's exeris akosuv that you're potter from a kol mishua. That's right. That but I'm sticking to my guns, it's mamein, it's moide mechayev, and it's mamein l'rish lebonov, that's what I'm telling you. But he told him, even when there's a bas, you're l'rish lebonov. So Abaye asked him, Rebbe, the bas, you're l'rish lebonov, the Mishnah says nitazoy. Now, what happened afterwards, our Gemara, it takes us away from this conversation, what happened. The Gemara just says that this was a good kasha, and then 22 years later, Rav Yosef emphed the kasha. But what happened, so our Gemara jumped 22 years and to tell us Rav Yosef's teretz. So you know what really happened? Rabbi told him a different teretz. Rabbi told him, that, you're right, Taka. That what I said, it's mamein l'rishay lebonov, is that, when there's no bas. When there's a bas, Taka, then she takes it. You're right, Taka. That's what Rabbi told him. And Abaye was satisfied with this. I mean, it could be it's mamein l'rishay lebonov, if it's mamein l'rishay lebonov, then bas. That's what he told him. Rabbi told them the stats. Maybe it's a doichiv, maybe the bas shouldn't get. He told them that's how it works. That's what Rabbi told Abaye. It's mamein l'rish, after he asked him the kasha from the Mishnah, so he didn't fall for his chedudi, so he told them, my entire Talmud, it's mamein l'rish, lebonov, it's moide, mechayev, it's mamein l'rish, lebonov, moide, mechayev, but it's exeris ha-kosuv, that you put it from kolb m'shvur. That's what he really answered it. Now the Gemara, now we have here a Maimah Hamuska in between, that the Gemara is going to say something else. This is a Pshashtikol Doichik Teretz, to differentiate, it's Momel Arishe, when there's no Bas, when there's a Bas, then Shichab Sarayin. It's not so poshit. It was a Shtikol Doichik. don't have to be mispoil from the, but Rabbi held that that's the Mahalach. So the Gemara says, Omar Rove, now this is a Maimah Hamusk. Omar Rove, Haimilse, Kashoi, Bo, Rabbi, Barab Yois, Esrim, Vitaut, and Shnin, didn't have a good teretz on this. Aber wohl ein Ifrik hat der Yosef Rav Yosef bereiche, Rav Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva, und Pirke, Shani, Hosam, der Makro, für Nosan, Ha'ish, Ha'shoichiv, Imo, Lavi, Anayro, Hamishem Kesef, Loi Zichso, Teure, Loov, Elo, Mishas, Nesine. Chikoma, Rabbe, Momoina, Vole, Rishi, Lebonov, Bishar, Knossos. So now, the Gemara, Rav Yosef said something which Rabbi wasn't masik. Rabbi didn't realize it. Rabbi Yosef said like this. Rabbi said ashtik teure that knas after hamode bedin is momen l'rishay lebonov, which is 100% right. And it's moide mechayev. That is 100% right. We have a mishneh that it seems that it's not momen l'rishay lebonov because it says the bas gets it. The knas of Oynis Mefat is different than all other Knosses. There's a Xeris Akosa V'nosan L'Aviyah Naira. V'nosan L'Aviyah Naira, which means that the Aviyah Naira only gets it when it's in his hand. Z'abazunder Xeris Akosa V'nosan L'Aviyah Naira. There it's Knas. There it's Moide Mifter. Oynis Mefat is a different Parshin Gansen. That means Rabbi wasn't Nochis to this. He said Rabbi put everything in one kugel. But all Knossos are the same. No, it's not true. The Knoss of Oynis and Mefate is different than all other Knossos. All other Knossos, after Mode Bedin, it's Momila Rishilabonov, it's Moide Mechayev. The Knoss of Oynis and Mefate is the Oynis and Mefate, it's not Momin, it's Knoss. Kozman, the father, doesn't get it. It's Gornish, it's Knoss, it's Moide Mifter. And that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, "V'chiyom Rabbi Mamoina Havolei Rishoy Misha Omad Bedin B'Shar Knosos V'Loi Mifter Subahido." When is that? By Shar Knosos. By Shar Knosos, it's Momin Nitzmoide Mechayev. That's by Shar Knosos. By Oynis and Mefate after Moda Bedin, it's still Knas and Moide Mifter. That was Rav Yosef's Ashtik Teire, which Rabbi was not Nochis to this. He didn't tell this Tabai. This was Nishavish 22 years later. But the Gemara just brings us in a Maimah Hamuzgel that, what Rav Yosef had gesagt Ashtik Teire. So the Gemara asks, Elamayat, now we're going to speak on Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef just said a psablitz, that there's a psablitz, from Venosan we learn out that this is different, that a fila after Mother Medin, it's knas. Elamayat, the Gabi Evidus, the Kesav Shloshim Shkom, Yitan Ladoina, Vochanami, the Zichzotel Lodom, Elam, Mishas Nasine, is Yitan Lachud, Venosan Lachud. Fine. Okay. Ihochi. So Memele, so now the Gemara says, now, according to Rabbi Yosef, the Baraisa is very problematic. That means like this. You're telling me the Knas of Oynis and Mefate is Moide Mifta. That's what you're telling me. It's Knas. It's Moide Mifta. So now, so if it's Moide Mifta after Hamad Bedin, so the Baraisa says, how do I know if he says, Anastar Piti says Biti? Anastar Piti says Biti, and he said, that lawyer nothing, then he swore and he was made. He's potter because v'kicheish, it's not dum yidde pekodin, metalimad, metadroshe. Please. The knas of oynis mefate is moide mifter. So it's not tfiris momen in ganzen. Just like before Amode Bedin. Before Amode Bedin, Rab Shimon in the Mishnah. Rab Shimon said, you potter from a korban, why? Because in other mishalim knas al piyatzmoi, there's no kvira, because if it'd be mighty, wouldn't know him anything. So there's no kvira. So if you're telling me oynis and mefata after hamad bedin is equal to before hamad bedin, it's all a knas till he gets it, it's a knas and mighty mifter. So why when the Baraisa said, why when the Baraisa said this, all these halachas, now all the halachas are good. All the halachas, it's mamin l'rishi l'bono, it's moida mechayev, need a special gzeres akosa v'kichesh, it's not dumya the pikon. Fine. But that's what you said, it's mamin l'rishi l'bono, it's moida mechayev. But why did he stick in a nasty as biti? Over there it's a knas, it's moida mivtel, so you need v'kichesh. This is a kasha on Rav Yosef. That means we're not together with Abai and Rabbi. We'll come back to them later. But this is already, this is Amayma Muzger, the Gemara is telling us, the Gemara, this is the Emes Eteretz to Abai Iskashe, which Rabbi wasn't Masik 22 years ago. This is the Emes Eteretz. Now we have to, with the problems. What did Rabbi Yosef do with the Beraisa? Yeah. Omar Rove. Ki itzrich vekicheish. That means when you're talking about Einus and Mefata, he should bring Rabbi Yosef's drasha v'nosan, and it's knas, and it's made the mifta, and that's how you put it from a kol m'shvu, and not a psa-psa-gzeres ha-kos of a kichesh. Omar Rove, so Rove said, you're 100% right, 100%. Ki itzrech v'kichesh kegoyin sha'omda bedin, ובגרו, ומייסו, תאוסם כי כיורס אביו, מנודדו כיורס. So what is the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answer is like this. You know, when Rabbi Yosef said that the knas, Rabbi Yosef said, אמרו די כחידיש, that by all knosses, after מודה בדין ותמום לרישי לבונות, the knas of אינס המפתה is different. It's not momental, the father gets it. So this is only a chiddush of v'nosan la'avi hanayro. That means if the father gets the knas, he doesn't get it till it comes into his hand. By the father's knas, till he gets it. V'nosan la'avi hanayro. But what is the din if she became a bogris? Now the father's out of the picture. There was a mother bedin. So it got to be the father, it's knas, because that's v'nosan. Now she became a bogris. If she became a bogris, now so the father's out of the picture. So the knas of Einus and Mefate is like all other knosses. It's a mother bedin. The gzeres hakosum is nothing. Is legabi avi hanayro. Is the gzeres hakosum. But legabi when she gets it, it's all after mother bedin. It's mamon already, and she yashined it from, and then she died, and now the father yashined it from her. So this is Takya, Mamain, Lerisha Lebonov, Moide Mechayev, and in that, and now this father is mourning the manis, not Al Tzavi HaNairo, not Al Tzayrish from the Boigris, that's the case of the Baraisa. 100%, if Al Tzavi HaNairo, you don't need Vekichesh, it's Poshet, it's Moide Mifta. The Baraisa that said Vekichesh, by when a father is mourning from a manis, is a different story. It's speaking about that he was ma'anis, he was ma'anis anayro. And then she, and there was amode bedin. So after amode bedin, it's still a knas. And then she became a bogris. The minute she becomes a bogris, boy, now the knas goes to the bogris. And if the knas goes to the bogris and it's after amode bedin, so she's zoiche right away in the knas. It's mommy, like just like all knoses, it's mommy l'rishi l'bonov. Then she died and her father yashint her. Now a father's yashening moment, and he comes to this ma'anis, and asks the pitisa as biti, it's moide mechayiv, it's moment already, so it's just like all other knosses, and that's all we need v'kichesh. That is how, that's after Rav Yosef's teretz, that's pshat in the Baraisa. Ihochi. So now the Gemara is, so al kaponim, what do we have? Now let's go back to Rabbi. Rabbi said, it's moment l'rishi l'bonov. Z'gzeres ha-kosev, there's no kol m'shvur. Take the Gemara, but the loshen of the Barais is shver. Ihochi yotzu eilu shem knas. Moment hu. It's moment. Am Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok yotzu eilu she'ikron knas. Ikron knas means that the p'tur korban is because that the moment is originated from a chi of knas. See, it's a moment. Now it's a moment. But moment which originated from a chi of knas is not to me the pikodin, is not to me the gezel. So it's a gzeres hakosav in kol mishua. It's momen and chayiv moide, but it's a gzeres hakosav. But this momen is originates from knas. So memele, so that's why. Fine. Eisvei. Now who is this Eisvei? Abaye. Now we're going back 22 years ago. And Abaye is asking. Now what did Abaye, now let's remind ourselves. What happened 22 years ago? Rabbi told Abaye that it's mumen, it's exeris akosu, your potter from kolm shvur, the kichay, that's the barais, your potter from kolm shvur, but it's mumen, it's chayiv moide, it's mumen larisha labonov. So then Abaye is the kash, how could be mumen larisha labonov? The Mishnah says that the bas takes it. So he told them here, yeah, you're right, Taka, when there's a bas, Taka, the bas takes it, but when there's no bas, it's Momen Larisha Labonov. I'm holding to my guns, it's Momen Larisha Labonov. If there's no bas, Moide Mechayev. This is a Kosov and Kol Mishvur. That's what Rabbi held. Now, 22 years ago, so Abaye asked the Makash Rebbe, if it's Momen Larisha Labonov, And that's me, you're potter from a kol mishvur. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me, Claude, these are the yesoides. It's mamel arishe lebonov, moide mechayit, vafal piken, you're potter from a kol mishvur, v'kichesh. Rebbe, I have a mishne that's a problem. Eisvei. Now this was the mishne in Shvuas. Eisvei, Rab Shimon poiter, she'ein mishalem knas al piyatzmai. Rab Shimon said, before hamode bedin, Rabbi Shimon, that's the Mishnah. Before Hamod Bedin, you don't pay, you're not chayev a kol mishvur. Why? Because, Shem Mishalim Knas al Piyatzmoy, because Moy the Mifta, before Hamod Bedin. Time the loy om, so what's the reason why are you potter from a kolbin? Because Moy the Mifta. Time the loy omad bedin, omad bedin. The Mishalem al Piyatzmoy, Kolben Shvua Nami Mechay. That's what it seems. If he said a reason, Rebbe, you tell me there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that even though it's Moide Mechayev, and it's Momain, you also part of a Kolben Shvua. Rebbe, I have a Mishnah Fakhelt. The Mishnah in Shvuas, Rab Shimon said, why are you part of before Hamad Bedin? Because Moide Mifter. So vice versa, but if it be Moide Mechayev, so it seems that you would be chayim. Or else that'd be the posik. He says by the mifter. That's my choice. Now, let's just think 1 minute. This kasha was asked 22 years ago. If we would make now Tchiyas HaMeisim, and Rabbi would,
if we would make Tchiyas HaMeisim, and Rabbi would hear Rabbi Yosef's teretz that the knas of Oynis is different in that afila after Moda Bedin, it's Knas and Moide Mifter. So then this whole Diik doesn't... Rab Shimon said, you're potter Moide Mifter. Moide Mifter before Moda Bedin, after Moda Bedin. Rab Shimon, your whole Diik doesn't work. That's after Rab Yosef. We're 22 years later. We're smart, but when Abaye asked Rabbi the Shaila, we didn't know the Shtik Torah. Rabbi stuck to his guns then. Rabbi didn't know. This Rabbi held that Oynes and Mefate is Moide Mechayev. Then you have a Diuk. You have a Diuk. According to you, Rabbi, you have a Diuk. You should tell me it's Moide Mechayev. You tell me Moide Mechayev. So Eisvei, Rabbi Shimon Poiter, She'einem Mishalem Knas Al Piyatzmoy, Taime de loy omad bedin. Ha omad bedin de mishalem al piyatzmoy is called mishwunami mechayev. So, and you just told me, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're part of a makob mishwun, there's a vekichesh. So the Mishnah klept sich nicht. So Rabbi answered him 22 years ago, Rabbi Shimon le divrayim de rabbonin kamalu. There's a machloikis in the shaila, if after hamod bedin, you chayv a kol, you potter a kol, chomod, you chayv a kol, you also potter. Lididi, afal gav do omed bedin, rachmona potter mi vekichesh. Personally, I don't have to bring this ptur of moide mifta. Afal moide mechayv, you also potter. I have a posse. Ela lididhu, But the only reason I brought this p'tur is for you. You hold echta mother, but then it's moide mechayiv, and you chayiv a kol b'mishvue. Aber oidele mi is heiche de loyomad, but then the chikotova kanosa katova. But before mother, but then be moide, here is a pashta p'tur of moide mifta. Before mother, but then it's heiche moide mifta. Sie ist sicher bei Potter, weil ihr Chayiv. Und meide bei Knast Potter. Der Rabbonon Sovri, und der Rabbonon Old. No, it's not true. Ki Kotova, boi, ich ist aber gar Kotova. Der Rabbonon, der Zwei ist Chayiv, der Kolben Schwur, because the Zwei is not on the Knast. The Zwei is on the Boi, ich ist aber gar. Ma Maika Mifflge, ma Rapopa, Rab Shimin Sova, loi Shove, kinish midi de kids, betova midi de loi. Kids is sicher moaning the oine, the knas. He's not moaning the boishes of gum, because we don't know how much to moan. We don't know how much money it involves. So we assume the tvi is on the knas, and if the tvi is on the knas, so that is what he is kaiferin. So mamela, so he's part of a makal mashvur, the ain't no the mishalm knas al piyatsma. Rabbon and sovri lo shavakin ishmidi dichimayde by loy mifta, but tava midi dichimayde by mifta, he's not mourning the knas, because it's mayde by mifta, he's mourning the baishas of gam. That is the sugya according to Rashi, which is a beautiful sugya. Now let's start looking at Taisus, and we'll see all the problems that Taisus had, which the Maral Bach, Baruch Hashem said Rashi didn't have these problems. But let us see Taisvis and we'll appreciate Rashi. Let's see Taisvis. And daf membeis amedalov. V'nishba v'hoide l'Rab Shimon Mahu. K'tzas koshe. V'bahach mas nisen loy pligi. Ella de Rabbonon Boishes of Gam Kotova, Rab Shimon Knas Kotova, the whole machloikis Rab Shimon and the Rabbonon is only what is he teveya? Is he teveya Boishes of Gam or Knas? That's the machloikis. Avlim hoyim beforish behedye de Knas Kotova. Do we say beferish that he's moaning Knas? Hoyepote la Rabbonon kamayla Rab Shimon. That means the whole machloikis in this Mishnah in Shavuos is only a machloikis. What is he teveya? The Rab Shimon says he teveya knas. The Rabbonon says he teveya boishes of gam. Im kain amai boy alibe the Rab Shimon tvei mil Rabbonon. Some mail according to Rabbi can also mon knas. Rabbe Abaye the shaila knas after mother bedin is the achiyev kolben shvu. That was Abaye shaila. So why clear Dafka according to Rab Shimon? The Rabbon also you can and Stom is not moaning knas, but if he says profession is moaning knas, he can moan knas. Ha'och na b'motzen li b'boi la Rabbonon, impirish the knas katove. So why did he clear only according to Rab Shimon? Is it the Maral Bach? What do you mean he clear according? He knew the Bereise. The Bereise says that you chayiv a kol b'mishvu according to the Rabbonon. The Bereise says when you mon knas after amod bedin, Abaye knew the Bereise. The Bereise says you chayiv a kol b'mishvu. So memele, so there's nothing to clear. He knew the Bereise. Abaye knew the Bereise. Abaye the Bereise didn't know what Rab Shimon knows though, because it's very confusing over here. The Bereise says Yepote, the Mishnah seems to say Yechayim. So he didn't know. Abaye didn't know what Rab Shimon knows. He can declare according to the Rabbonon. You don't declare according to the Rabbonon. Because according to the Rabbonon, there's a Bereise that talks about it. That's what Rab Bach says. So according to Rashi, this Kashi doesn't exist. That means, Taisa says, if he cleared a coin to Rab Shimon, that means if he would have brought down this Bereise, he would clear a Shaila, is Rab Shimon talking about before Amod Abedin, after Amod Abedin, which the Gemara is a pilpul in this Nekudah. So that's good. So I'm claiming on the Bereise. The Bereise, Rab Shimon said, Chloe Potter, so he's speaking about before Amod Abedin, after Amod Abedin. So, then you can clear Rab Shimon. But if the Gemara didn't know yet of the Bereise, and we're just learning the Mishnah, Rab Shimon is no different than the Rabbonon. That means, so why did he clear Davka according to Rab Shimon? That's the Taisvis Kasha. So Baruch Hashem, according to Rashi, the Kasha is in Shmer. Now let's go further. Oidilme. Afar gav the omad bedin knasahu umayde beknas potter. Now, this is not the way we're goyres. That means, by us, Rashi said klo, it's icha moide mechayev. According to both stodim of Abai, it's icha moide mechayev. The shayl is, are you chayev a kol mishvu, are you potter from a kol mishvu? Is a mamoin and you chayev a kol mishvu? Zevater is knas, after what the bedin, you potter from a kol mishvu, but it's icha moide mechayev. That's what Rashi said. That's Rashi's girsa. Now Taisus brings down, there was a different girsa in the Gemara. Edul ma'af al gav da omad bedin, knosuhu, umayde beknas potter. Ken kosuv b'chol asforam. That's the girsa that says, so Abaye had a sofik, is are you chayiv or are you potter? And if you're potter, v'shteitzich, there won't be a... So it means if your chayev moidev is chayev, so then there's a chayev kol mishvur. If you're a potter, so there's no chayev of kol mishvur. That's what Rav Shimon said in the, I mean, that's the difference. Ain't a mishal ma piyatz, mishiz ich a potter. Ken kosu b'chol asfor. Avu bekunteres pirish, oi dil me afal gav do omad bedin, vi moidev be mechayev, that's for sure. Moidev mechayev, efta moidev bedin, it's ich a moidev mechayev. Velochile mechayev kol mishvur kimi de ikro knas, vavedumi de pekodn de kro. Mashme mitoich pirushay. So it would seem from Rashi, de pshita leila baye, shumomen lechol shal dvorim. And he says, the whole shayl is the aptur of ikro knas legabi kol mishvur. That's the whole shayl. It's momen, moide mechayev. De pshita leila baye, shumomen lechol shal dvorim, eiche domet bedin. L'shalom al piyatzmai. That's what Rashi says, klo. And Taisvis adds, oi le'rishe le'bonov. The maishle, if it's momin l'shalom al piyatzmai, so it's momin le'rishe le'bonov also. Meche Taisvis should you split the hair. So mistome, it's momin le'rishe le'bonov also. The maishle. Lo'mi boi le'i elo le'inyin kol min shvu edavke mishum d'chsi v'kichesh. Aisvis abaya held in both stodim, that it's zicher mommy, it's zicher moide mechayev, but is the exeris a kosov of a kichesh? Ubin yidum mit the bekodin de ikre mommy, ki de perish. Now, why did Rashi say that Abaye held that it's moide mechayev? Vehi de lekamei doch ke leforishkei. The porich Abaye besoif ha-sugye. Abaye, at the end of the whole sugi, Abaye asks Amas Nisen, the Rab Shimon Poiter, before Amad Bedin, the Koma Taimed, Le Amad Bedin, Amad Bedin, the Mishalem Al Piyatzmoi, Sabai Stoy Shechayev, Mashme, the Pshita Le Labaye, Heched Amad Bedin, Dabba Mamoine, and the Mishalem Al Piyatzmoi. So that was the Hechich Terashi, that if at the end of the Sugye, Abaye also holds Mishalem al Piyatzmai. That was his Kashem Rabbe. So what, how do you learn Mishan? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, why are you Potter? Because ain't Mishalem al Piyatzmai. So Abaye said, so what's Mishan? That's Afke before Amod Bedin. So it's ain't Mishalem al Piyatzmai. But after Amod Bedin, which is Mishalem al Piyatzmai, then you should be Chayva Kol Mishvur. So you see, at the end of the sugya, Abaye holds Mishalem al Piyatzmai. So therefore, Rashi was making this gilsa. Abaye holds Mishalem al Piyatzmai. And if you hold Mishalem al Piyatzmai, Taisa says, so it's moment. It's Mishalem al Piyatzmai, it's moment. It's moment, L'rishe L'bonov, it's moment. But it is exactly the cause of the kichesh. It's not dumye to pikodin. Because it's ik. It was once knas. But it's moment all the way. It's made machayev. The kashya. So now Taisvis asks and Rashi as follows. She tzorich limchei kasvorim. Fine. Okay. That's the svorim. That's a problem. If this was in Rashi's Gemara also, so Rashi was mashal. Boy. Da ad the porich le abaye le rabbe mi masnisen le hispika ligvois. Abaye is the kashya and rabbe. You told me it's momen, le rishe le bonem, moide mechayev le spika ligvois, v'yamet momav le rishe le bonov, tikshele le nafshe, the baye gufa moide dava momen le choldova, al den boile dafke le nyin kol meshvua, ke de pirish. Traktoisve, so why are you asking a kasha on Rabbe? You also hold the same thing. What are you chapping with Rabbe? You also hold the way Toisve on the Subshat and Rashi. He holds Klorot's Momin, Lerisha Lebonov. They sell that Stoli Haboha. If it's a Momin, Moide Machayim, it's a Momin, Lerisha Lebonov. So you ask Akash and Rabbi, and how did you learn the Mishnah? And you was also Shver. What is happening with Rabbi? You're the same like Rabbi. So what's next to Rabbi? So this the Maralbach says, Abayit wasn't happening with anybody. He just wanted to get a cloak, and he had these problems also. But Taisa didn't understand this. Taisa says, what are you asking on Rabbi? You're all any different. You're all the same. Void. Amai itzlech lishnuye. So what is the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answer, the teretz is, we have Rav Yosef's teretz. So the kash is, if it's momain, the kash if it's momain, Risha Labonov, so why does the daughter get it? Amai itzlech lishnuye. So why did Rav Yosef have to say a teretz on this kash? Ki koma rabbe bishar knosis. Name the beknas the oynis nami koma rabbe. Dave momin lischaye bedosai kshamet bedin. Let the Gemara say that sharknosis is the same. Dafilo besayf apsud yipshita leila baye. Dave momin linyan shemischaye bedo. That means why was it necessary al kolchoch? What did Abaye do with the Mishnah? Abaye lefi ha'emes stuck with his guns. Abaye held moide mechayiv. That you see at the end of the sugya moide mechayiv. So what did Abaye do with the Mishnah? What did Abaye himself do with the Mishnah? I mean, Tosfos understood Abaye at the head of Mahalach. Not Abaye was asking of Talmud L'Rav. Abaye in a Mahalach. It's Momen L'Risha Labonov, it's Moide Mechayiv. He holds after Moide within it. So what do you do with the Mishnah? So Kol is a Chilik, if there's a Bas, and there's not a Bas. I mean, so why do you need the whole Rabbi Yosef's Teretz? Why do you need the whole, Abaye himself was satisfied with this Teretz. So why do you need Rabbi Yosef over here? Abaye asked him from the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosef had to make a whole Mapech. Abaye himself is happy with this Teretz. By himself holds Lufi Emes, it's Mamela Risha Labonov, it's Moida Mechayev. You see, at the end of the sugya, so why do you need a Rav Yosef to make a Mapeche? Yeah. Vaho Nami. The Porch Lei Abaye Le Rabbe, that the last kasha that Abaye is Rabbe Merib Shimon Poiter, Taimid Lei Omad Bedin, Ha'omad Bedin, the Mishalom Al Piyatzmoy, Mechayev Kolben Shvue, And you said you're part of a makobim shvur. Likshei Abaye lenavshei. So why didn't Abaye, what are you chappening with Rabbi for? Ask on yourself. Oyel b'shitalei b'kula knosses. Tava momen lischaye b'dos. You hold it's momen lischaye b'dos. Say, have a deal. Taimed le'amad bedin. Ha'amad bedin. Deis mischaye v'chaye v'kobim shvur. Are you part of a makobim shvur al tzvekichesh? So what are you asking on Rabbi? So Tais is saying all these kashas you're asking on Rabbi, you should ask on himself. That's Tais's kashas. And that the Maralbach said, he had problems. He understood very well what Rabbi said. He said the same thing also once, but whenever he said one Malach, he had a problem from another Mishnah. He's just telling Rabbi his problems. He's not saying, I know a Teretz. Ad Rabbi, you're my Rebbe, tell me a Teretz. But Taisus didn't learn like this. That means this first Hagdome, the Rabbi Havach, what Rashi said in two words is unbelievable. Rashi put down the sugi in two words, that he asked him als Rebbe. He didn't ask him als the Mephalpa Pilpul Haver, he asked him als Rebbe. Venire Leforish. So Taisus learns a different pshat, not the way Rashi says. Venire Leforish. The Abaye Mesavkele Alibe the Rab Shimon. Lefishe Botzine B'Mishnah Seinu the Rab Shimon Lehave Momin L'Risha Labon. Our Mishnah says Klor, it's not Momin L'Risha Labon. That's for sure. That's what we see from the Mishnah. L'Ochi Mi Boilei Ilai Choshev Nami L'Rab Shimon Momin L'Nikol B'Mishvua B'Haidah. So Memele, the Mishnah says it's not Momi Lahirishi. Lahirishi, it's not Momi. What about Lagabi Haido? Is it Moide Mifta or Moide Machayev? That's a debatable Shaila. You could say it's not Momi Lahirishi, but the whole din of Moide Beknas is still a Moide Bedin. But if the after was a Moide Bedin, there's no Xeris HaKosev anymore of Moide. Of Maida Mifta, that he's not Nemon. Even though it's the Teveya doesn't have yet a schus in the Mominus Larisha Lebonov, but Al Koponim it's not Maida Mifta anymore. So that's one side. He says Abaya knew it's not Momin Larisha Lebonov. That's the Mishnah. He knew the Mishnah. Yes, the San Rabbi. Rabbi said it's Momin Larisha Lebonov, so he jumped on his neck. The Mishnah says Fakel. So it's not Momin Larisha Lebonov. That's for sure. Now the shaila is there a chiyuv kol mishvua? That means, is it Maida Mifta or Maida Machayev? That he didn't know. That is debatable. That was his shaila. Ilechosh namil Rab Shimon Momen linyi kol mishvua rido. He laughed. Or maybe it's Maida Machayev. If it's Maida Machayev, so you be chayev kol mishvua. That means that nikud he didn't know. But Tavayimi Boilais, that was the Shaila. The Shaila was, is it Moide Mifta and Potav HaMakol Meshvua? Is it Moide Mechayev? And then he's Chayev HaKol Meshvua. Kedersine B'chol HaSvorim, Tahob HaTalya. Di Mechayev Boidosa, Im Ken Kofalei Mamoine, Mechayev HaKol Meshvua. Vi Mifta Boido, Im Kelav Midi Kofalei. Ulekach, utzrich rabbe lekamon, so memele, so he held it sichen not momen leirishe lebonov, and he had a suffix if it's moide mechayev or moide mifta. That was his suffix. Lekach, utzrich rabbe lekamon leshnuyele, Ki kamine momen have loirisha lebonov. So when Rabbi said further, I hold this momen loirisha lebonov. Le motzi le meime momen have lehischayev bohido. Tami de pota le mikol ben shvue. Mechlal di moide mifta. So Tosfos learns now in the beginning of the sugya, that the kichish is not a gzeres a kosov and ptul kolben. The kichish is a gilui that made the mifter. That's the kichish. The kichish is a gilui that made the mifter. So memele, Rabbi Abaye was mesubik made the mifter, made the mechai. He told them the beraisa, so you see made the mifter. So he said, that what it's momain is only lisha leibono, but it's made the mifter. Ule kamon. The Omar Abaye, Ho Omad Bedin, the Mishalim al Piyatzmoy. Now, Abaye, how did Abaye, the rabbi told him right away, Moy the Mifta. And now, and Abaye asks him a kasha, he owes Moy the Mifta. Abaye himself, a rabbi himself holds Moy the Mifta. It's only Momi Larisha Labonov. So if Rabbi holds Maida Mifta, so what, you Abaye, what are you asking Akash and Rabbi? The Mishnah says he's part of a Maknas because Maida Mifta. Vaistois after Maida Bedin, he'd be Chayev a Kolben. Rabbi holds Maida Mifta, you're part of a Kolben. It's Maida Mifta, was frags to a Rabbi. This is a big problem over here. Well, the Kamad of Abaye Homed Bedin, the Misham Piyatzme, Hochi Perushe. Omad bedin ubogro umesod minoyores mechayiv kol mishvua. There already there's a din of there's a din of moide mechayiv, but that we have to see the end of the sugya.